None of us can judge another. Really, not if we're wise. You must assess people. I mean, a part of being a school teacher is that you have to assess people, because you can't just be taken in by them. But that's not judging, that's just assessing them. You're just seeing, well, that person is lazy, they're doing this or that or the other. But if there's finding them guilty all the time, that's where the problem comes, and you mustn't do that. But you can see that this person's lazy, or whatever it may be, by assessing them. But it is the matter of how involved you become. You see, you won't, by assessing a person, if you separate, well, then you won't judge. But that's if you want to be working from the objective way. It's only when you become identified, that's when you judge. See, it's in the Christian religion, it's in the Muslim religion, it's in the Jewish religion, and that is this business of good and bad. So this is the problem, you see. You get something that comes through from all these years, and that's where you get this idea of judgment, because, you know, this thing's bad and that thing's good. Well, of course, it can't be. It's all God. How can it be good or bad? It's just the one thing. That's the point. The only thing that could be called bad would be the thing that puts you to sleep, and the only thing that could be called good would be the thing that wakes you up. Well, you could have the same thing putting you to sleep and the same thing waking you up. The point is, the classic one is two people having sex, and one person is far away with the whole thing and is completely lost in it. Well, then that's no good for them. The other person is awake. Now, it's the same action going on between two people. One person's waking up, the other one's going to sleep. That's the kind of thing that you have to see. So there's no such thing as good and bad. It's only our thinking that makes it whatever it may be. And that's one of the big problems that we have to deal with. One of the biggest problems, because it's in all of us. We've all been conditioned.